Everybody, this is Every Week Casts with Monster Girls, the number one independent Monster Girl podcast on the planet. I'm your host, as always, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, my dear friend. I messed up already. Business partner,
please.
Alan Black. And this week we have Gabe here. Gabe at Shonen413 on Twitter.
Hey.
So, Gabe's a huge weeaboo. He's a big anime fan. He buys lots of figs. He is definitely not here.
I actually have a collection of 1,400 Figmas.
Oh, shoot. Boy.
Ooh, nice.
Do you have that one? Oh, gosh. What is that weird anime about the guy? There's a famous manga about this guy who goes to restaurants from small towns and eats food, and he talks about childhood and stuff. Do you have that guy?
I have two of him.
Isn't that the guy from Ratatouille?
No, it's not the... It's not Remy the Rat.
You got the rare Anton Ego fig.
I hate Anton Ego.
No, I have
a living planet more like. Okay.
But Gabe hates anime. He thinks it's baloney. So...
I don't hate anime. I just don't really watch anime.
One of those cartoon brew people who thinks cartoons ended the day that Bugs Bunny was shot and killed. And
yes, it's true. Just modern animation can't stand up to the old stuff.
Tex Avery died, and it's over. He said he was done, and we're trying to win him back. And the only way we know how, and that's to get him to watch some goddamn Monster Musume Everyday Life with Monster Girls, which Jeff Gerstmann from the Giant Bomb, with his own mouth and words, said Mia the Lamia was undeniably sexy. From his own mouth, this man has given. Less 4-star reviews than me and toilets, and I'm very specific about my toilets. So I don't know what that metaphor and analogy.
Well, that's mostly because you keep on getting stuck in all
that's
of them.
That's true.
You give him a low review because you get stuck in all of them.
Listen, you gotta get the right curvature.
His ass is just too narrow. Is the problem?
Yeah, yeah. It's narrow. Or it's
he
like
just falls
it
straight
puffs
in,
up. It's like a frog's mouth.
It's narrow, but then his waist is big, so he falls in, and then that part gets stuck.
Yeah, it's like a wedge.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, I'm kind of like an upside down pyramid. But let's not get into
You're kind of like a cork, like a cork in a wine bottle.
I look kind of like a 4-dimensional being because in the 4th dimension I get stuck on the toilet.
No, if anything, you're kind of like a 1992 PlayStation game.
Oh, okay, thank you. He nailed it.
Yeah, that makes as much sense
as we're going to get out of this. Anyway, Alan, tell them what's going to happen.
So we're going to be watching this all at the same time with you, the listener at home, so you can watch the episode and listen to our commentary over it. So to do this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1, play. And whenever I say play, we all click play at the same time, so that way we're all synced up. All right then, so if everybody's ready. Okay. 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay.
Once again, they probably should have gotten Kanye West's monster, but we don't have to focus
probably.
On that.
Okay, wait, I think I just saw a slime girl, so this is getting me interested.
Wait, you didn't know there was a slime girl? It's kind of a big part of the show.
I don't really know anything about this.
She's a big deal in this episode, too.
Perfect.
You're missing out on some really good literature. Here's Mia the Lamia. She's the number one with a bullet. Bang bang, shots fired. Sorry, other fans. Here's Bird Girl. You can ignore her.
I'm not that big into
She's not good.
Centaur, though.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
No, she's actually, a lot of people know Bird Girl. She's going through a... She was actually a famous actor from the late 80s who's going through a period of self-doubt. I don't know. I didn't watch fucking Birdman. This is... I don't know anything about literature or good movies. I don't know. Shit. This deserves an Oscar. This one deserves the golden statue.
If this doesn't
anyway,
win
that's
the,
all
the
I'm
People's
saying.
Choice
Look at this
Award,
friggin'.
I don't know.
You know who designed this credit sequence, by the way?
Who?
Kyle Cooper, the man who brought you the sequence from Seven. and all four Metal Gear Solid games.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, here's the horny bomb.
I believe it.
And both the first two... No, just I think the first American Horror Story. Which should just be called...
I can see it. There's a distinct auteur's touch. Speaking of auteur's touch...
So, clocks are kind of like a metaphor for time.
For boobs.
I think that was the first metaphor. I think they're recurring trends.
Okay, I don't know why are they all there in his house? I don't know what
they just live.
They just live in his house?
They're all foreign exchange students, basically.
Okay.
And
yeah, they're all part of a government exchange program.
And he's kind of like their mom, but also their boyfriend.
Oh, so just like all of the hentai ever.
No!
Okay, no, hold on.
Whoa, okay. Alan.
Mia trying to CQC Ragnar, but was immediately shut down. I think this further solidifies the relationship as Naked Snake and the boss.
Yes, I can agree. Do you have any notes on this?
On the hammock?
No, on the...
That's a clear Metal Gear Solid 5 reference, the peace thing.
V has come too.
That's not the only thing that comes in this episode.
Oh, shit. Wink! Oh, boy. Do you hear me winking into my microphone again?
That's a spoiler.
That's a thing you can do.
That's what Wink Martindale's entire career was based off of.
I don't know who that is. Is he the guy who makes the funny noises? That's Carl Winslow, I'm sorry.
I think so. Carl Winslow was the dad from Fame. You're thinking of Michael Winslow.
Michael Winslow, do you think ever Michael Winslow after Dark where he'd make horny noises? Just that saying. Sorry, this is our Monster Musume podcast. Gabe, you're a very analytical, literary guy. You try to keep, he has his own cartoon.
You read Homestuck.
Yeah, shut up. It is technically the Ulysses of the internet.
It's the modern day Ulysses, right?
This is the Ulysses of anime because it's given me a crazy boner.
It's just much about people having sex in Dublin or whatever.
Yes, basically.
Getting a shave. There is technically a part where... So, Gabe, do you have a favorite so far?
The Spider-Girl's pretty good because she's into that S&M and...
Yeah, we also established that she's kind of the Rihanna of the group, and Mia's, I don't know what we said Mia was again.
Beyonce?
All we
know is that the mermaid is Nicki Minaj. Because pink wig, thick ass, and whiplash.
Listen, what I want to see, the goddamn slime girl already. There's not enough slime girl in this to keep me entertained.
She's not much on
Trust
the attack
me, you will.
In these early parts, but don't worry. Is this so? I was trying to say, Gabe hosts his own cartoon podcast.
Yes, that's right. That's Podtoon Castoon.
Castoon, and we're gonna by the end of this episode, he's gonna tell us, like, in his personal ranking where Monster Musume lands. So we're gonna find out. I think it's
better than Pelswick. I'll tell
it's
you
better
that.
Than Pelswick.
That's not a high bar to pass, to be quite honest.
Well, Pelswick was so horny, but there was the boobs. So it was just a horny guy. What's the fun in that? With this one, it's a horny guy with monster boobs, which is just great. Now, I want to know.
Oh, yeah. He said he was already hard. This guy won't
quit
getting boners.
Right now, I can say Monster Musume. I'm going to guess, Gabe. Is Monster Musume better than Codename Kids Next Door?
Oh, man. See, for me, especially with...
You know what I've always said? I've always said that... Mia's my number one.
See what really stands out for me is the sort of vassal and master relationship these two have right now.
Oh, kind of like Mike Lou and Og.
Yeah, that's her whole thing.
Mike and Og.
Oh my god.
I don't know what that is. Are you talking about Augie Doggy and Doggy Daddy?
No, it's another cartoon.
It's another cartoon. What about Oh man, we need more obscure 2000 Sheep in the City. It's kind of like Sheep in the City.
It's kind of like whatever happened to Robot Jones.
It's a lot like Sheep
yeah,
in the
whatever
City,
happened
actually.
To Robot Jones.
Whatever happened to Oh, yeah, it's
anime
Paul Blart's back.
Horny again. Alan, you're the Blart expert here.
I fucking hate that man.
How similar is Horny Blart to this Blart?
Very, because there's one undercurrent throughout Paul Blart Mall Cop 1 and 2. It's that he's very horny, but he never really acts on it. It's a subtle, dignified horniness.
Oh, boy. As
he's just like always at half-mast throughout every single scene. They hide it well.
That's kind of like
where... Yeah. That's why he's actually hiding it behind the handlebar on his Segway.
Paul Blart...
Oh, these fucking racists are back.
Oh, God.
Oh, are these people racist?
Oh, they're the worst.
I hate them. Against monster girls. Yeah, they're awful. I thought they died in that car wreck.
I don't understand why the centaur girl doesn't just, like, slice them in half.
Well, it's a fake sword.
She can't because...
It's a fake sword, but she can slice through a wooden door.
There's... They'll explain it. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Is this striking a little bit too close to home for you, Russ?
I think they have gone too far. I think racism's bad. What they've said there.
I thought Macklemore ended this.
You know, he kind of looks like an evil Macklemore. normal Macklemore, sorry. Macklemore ended racism.
Yeah, see, the monster girls aren't allowed to hurt human beings. The monster girls can't hurt humans, and humans can't hurt them, or else it'll be a diplomatic incident. But these
they
guys don't care really
for
care
the horse part, which is the evil in it all. Which I'm not big in the horse part either, but if you're into it, it's just.
I respect her as a human being, or as a monster, rather.
See, that's what I'm trying to say here. This is what I've been ranting and raving about on the internet. We need to combat racism, not with, like, Twitter hashtags. We need to get to the street and employ some S&M combat to end this racism.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Try to remember the basics of S&M.
I think we can all agree that there's a very underlying equality in S&M.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about her hands?
I was not a fan at first. I thought they were scary, but now
I'm kind of into them.
I'm pretty into those hands.
They kind of remind me of... She's good.
I'm really... The Spider Girl's growing on me a lot.
Oh, yeah, wow. I'm really happy for you. I'm glad we're finding somebody special for you in these dark times.
Yeah, I'm glad. This is Monty's favorite, too. Does that change your opinion?
That actually might change my opinion, yes.
The entire episode is basically just our last episode was him talking about how much he wants to nut.
Well, no, most of it was talking about Shrek, so.
It was also
if we nut inside the spider and get her pregnant, are like all of the tiny spiders just gonna come out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my god.
She'll kill you and then lay the eggs inside.
So your body's gonna be food for thousands and thousands of tiny monster girl spiders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Vorp.
I don't know if that makes me more inclined or less inclined to like her.
Well,
it's good.
So, where does this stack up against on the cartoon scale?
Right now, it's definitely in the top 10. I don't know if I'd put it above something like.
I can't remember.
Looney Tunes, but
what was the other half of Baron Evil? Like, what? There's Grim Adventure.
Evil Con Carne?
Yeah, Evil Con Carne.
This is...
Grim and Evil.
It's definitely better than
Evil Con Carne. Whatever about Whatever Happened to Robot Jones?
Whatever Happened to Robot Jones is kind of like the end-all be-all of cartoons. There's never been anything better.
That's true.
Right now,
Chobits.
Yeah, until a couple months ago.
It was kind of a rip-off of Chobits.
I think right now this is almost beating Clone High, to be quite honest.
I thought My Life as a Teenage Robot was a ripoff of Chobits.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
My Life as a Teenage Robot's basically Chobits, if you think about it.
Which, this is better than both those shows.
That's true.
What's the name of that time-traveling cartoon with the fucking the robot and the time cop and the little kid? I can't remember it.
Wasn't it Time Force?
I think it might have been Time Crisis Force.
Ooh, Time Crisis Force is pretty good.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. Good shit's about to happen.
Top tier shit. Look, now they have no eyes. Oh, yeah. I think there's like an underlying sickness in this world, a sadness and a darkness. And when your eyes go clear, it's clearly a metaphor for you having lost sight of what is good and clear.
Mia poking her boobs with syringe in the horniest way imaginable. Yes, I said her in a nurse outfit was 2 eye emojis, 4 100s, 3 praying hands, 1 fire, and then 1 eggplant cum thing, like cum combo. Ugh. And then her poking her boobs was 4 okays, 3 fires, and 300s.
Next question. How do you feel Smith's entrance that she just can run in and...
I think it's a good commentary on government overreach in the 21st century.
Oh boy, the friggin'...
And privacy.
Friggin' mermaid government's trying to take us down.
God damn it, Smith.
It's that fucking...
Oh, you haven't even seen these characters yet. You got a Shrek, you got a minion, you got a zombie.
Can we not have a minion, please?
You have a nudist, the worst kind of monster. I'm a prude, by the way. You know how I'm conservative on my pizza values.
Is that mermaid in a fucking wheelchair?
Yeah, of course.
What the fuck?
But she can't walk.
She's also really into Murder Ball. Was it again? No,
Yes, she's in Murder Ball.
I'm sorry. That's actually
that's when you play basketball in a wheelchair. She's also really into tragic stuff and wants to cuck people real bad.
It's kind of like, in many ways, they're all very fetishy. Here's Sue the Slime Girl. Mm-hmm.
I look at his poster that says miser. His poster says miser on it. I don't know why.
I think that's just Paul McCartney. I think you just misunderstood. Who is Miser?
Oh, this is good.
Okay, this is what I'm looking for. I need the slime girl action.
You see, up until now, the slime girl hasn't really had any lines because all she can do is really just like imitate other people. So all of her impressions in this episode are pretty good.
She might as well be the new Michael Winslow or the guy who does the Foley and Prairie Home Companion.
The new Carl Winslow. Because she's always frustrated with Steve Urkel.
Did I do that?
Steve Urkel coming inside the Goo Girl and saying, did I do that?
The main character is kind of like the Urkel.
That's true.
They're so horny. This fucking centaur is so
Centaurs
horny.
Are weird. It doesn't really make sense for centaurs to do this anyway because their body temperature is higher than humans. Let's see how this turns out.
That's the good shit right there. That's like 17 fire emojis for me.
That's a
pretty
good
one.
Now you
know this is better than the angry beavers.
Let's not get crazy here.
I never liked the Angry Beavers. They weren't even that angry. They were just more annoying.
No, this is... They were also really horny, actually. That's a big part
of
the show.
That was a huge part of the show.
They were really fucking horny.
They had an episode where they pretty much like sprayed their cum all over each other to mark their territories.
Oh, I hate.
That is true.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, they like put their fucking like sprays
that was the one where they
super soakers and like just Musk.
I know there was.
Oh, here we go. Here's
I know there was
impression.
That weird final episode. Oh shoot.
I'd eat it.
There was that weird final episode of the Angry Beavers where like they walked through. The fucking Nickelodeon backlot or something, and like, oh, the show's canceled. I guess we're done. Like, you know that? Do you know about that?
Man, it's been 17 years since
I've
seen
that
show.
No, that's like an unaired episode that nobody watches.
It's been forever. I can't believe
Ursula
from Little Mermaid is so sexy.
The sexy Ursula that we all know and love.
She ate this porridge and it made her have a weird fantasy about Little Mermaid. That's how good this was.
That got turned into a human and then drowned.
I mean, she's happy, so it's obviously good for her.
Mia's always happy. Anytime Mia's happy, it's good.
I think I can agree to that.
Oh, Sue. Now here's our friend Poppy. She's around still.
She's like a bird lolly?
These are all pretty good impressions.
Actually, she's 17 years old.
Yeah, so she's a
They're
bird
all
lolly.
The same age, okay. I think. But she's
She's shaped like a lolly, yes.
Well, they have a hollow bone structure. So, you know, birds are kind of like nature's lollies.
See, at least with the slime girl, she can change her form, so it doesn't really matter. But come on.
Technically, she was only born like 2 weeks ago in the canon.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I know, this is good shit.
Oh my god. So yeah, the snake girl's is rubbing up all over him.
Isn't this the pose that people got mad about Spider-Woman a few months ago?
No, that's
I think it was.
Yeah.
If she was doing this on the roof, then yes.
I gave that 2 screaming emojis, 1 hands up in the air emoji, 3 fires, and then 3 water drops signifying cum, and then an eggplant.
Wait, the cum came before the eggplant?
Yeah, it always does, so that way it looks like it's coming out of the eggplant. You put it behind it? That doesn't make any sense.
For some reason, I thought you said that you put it behind, like the cum was coming at your eggplant, so it was like putting the horse before the cart.
No. No, you put it to the left of the eggplant because the eggplant's tilted up like a bone.
Oh, I always make it look down, but that's just kind of how my dick looks.
Your dick turns.
It looks like
just
a sad.
Has
downward.
A really sad, depressed dick.
Yeah, this is.
It's like a Gonzo
yeah,
nose.
Well, no, please don't compare me to Gonzo. I think I'm done with the Muppets, and I'm just keeping the Monster Musume. I think I'm done with the Muppets, and if you're excited about that new Muppets show, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's wrong with you, dude.
This is good shit.
This is good shit. Okay, so when does she just like completely form around him?
Hold on. She can do that whenever
I want it to happen.
What was that squishy noise?
He might have not, yes.
What was that squishy noise? Did he nut?
Wait, she...
Is she reading his mind?
One of the words that popped up was thirst. She can do that, yeah. If she puts the antenna on your head.
She can scan through the horny sphere of your brain.
Is this the first time that he, like, found her?
Yeah, this is just a certain time.
Oh.
This is, like, earlier
this
today or
she
something.
She realizes that she has found love. With some strange man who has no eyes.
Well, see, she can't get to... If she gets in water, then she gets
Listen,
diluted.
I know slime girl biology, please. You don't have to come at me about that.
That's what
okay,
I tell...
Okay, I wasn't sure how different it was in different pieces of media.
That's what I tell my parents when they try to make me go to the beach and take my shirt off. As I say, if I go in the ocean, I'll dissolve and die.
Thirst. Yeah, no
yeah,
shit,
exactly.
Thirst.
She's definitely going to shove herself inside of him, isn't he? Isn't she?
Hepa's butt.
No, hold on. You'll see what's about to happen.
Yes, that's...
So, was he just drinking slime milk?
It's slime girl lactation. This is... That's
good
fire
shit.
Emoji, fucking 100 sweat drops and fucking eggplant for me right there.
That's good shit. Yeah, I agree.
What is it? Wow, look at that. I'm crying.
She has the ability to speak on her own now.
She can talk now.
This is like the end of Short Circuit. she gets spray painted gold and they declare her a person.
Where's the racist guy in Indian face?
You mean Fisher Stevens and Brown Face? Yeah. I love how angry Mia is.
Mia's so mad. Why are you so mad, Mia? Usually you're so chill. Would you Snake Girl and chill?
Mia really plays into memes. The whole cuck culture. She wants to be upset that she's getting cucked.
No, you're thinking the mermaid.
The mermaid wants to cuck people.
Come on, Russ, get it straight.
The mermaid actually wants him to marry one of the other girls so she can be his mistress. That's literally her whole thing.
This fucking zombie is like ragging on poor Smith.
I want that ogre though. That ogre looked pretty interesting. When are we gonna see more of her?
You kind of missed the episode for that, but you can check back in on episode 7.
That was last week.
Listen to it with our commentary with Monty. Don't. It's horrible. Oh, it's a nightmare.
Monty screaming, "I'm gonna nut."
Oh man!
If you hadn't told me Monty was on it, I probably would have listened to it. But
I remember. Here's some inside baseball, folks. Gabe asked us what's the best episode to share, and I said episode 18, and I think I meant like 15 or something. But for some reason, I remember it's 18. Gabe had to listen to 15 minutes of us ranting with Monty about cum.
Yeah, so yeah, that was interesting.
Instead of the one about. You meant to send him the one where we just talk about armpits instead, which is marginally less upsetting.
If I had a choice between the two, I'd send my mom the armpit one, because I think she'd be on board. What if they released a special set of monster dice, and one of the options was pits / which monster girl pit would you want to suck?
Oh, man.
Okay, let's answer this now. What monster girl pit would you want to suck? I think Russ and I both have know what we would say.
Mia.
Russ, what pit would you want to suck? Yeah, duh.
Right or left? Right.
The left pit. No, the left pit, because it's closest to the heart.
I think I'm gonna have to say Ragnar. She grew on me this episode.
Oh, Russ.
Wow.
Ross, do you know what next week's episode's going to be? And do you know what game's coming out on the exact same day as this?
Oh, my fucking God.
Do you know what I'm... Did you realize this?
I think I... Hopefully... Oh, shit. It's going to be good.
I don't want to spoil it for any listeners at home, but next week's going to get... It's going
to
be fucking good.
Let's just say V has come, too.
So, did you see the zombie...
Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah.
I mean, the Monster Gear Solid... I mean, Monster Moose Solid... Anyway, let's keep moving on. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. Okay, the spoiler is that Snake is actually... Boss is actually a Lamia. And that Dr. Madnar transferred half of his body onto a snake. That's what Skullface, the researcher, was trying to steal from Hal Emmerich, was his robot arms that could also function as giant snake tail. Anyway...
That's true. Sorry. I can't believe how you figure out this information.
I read it on Reddit. They had some leaks on there.
Shit.
I actually found this out on Wiki.
Oh, wait. That's why that website's called that.
Oh, damn. Like, yeah. I did not know that, actually. Wow, Russ.
Snowden sent you this info.
Also, Revolver Ocelot. He is actually a cat girl.
Yeah. Part Ocelot? Oh.
Okay, actually, yeah, that's...
I didn't think I could be more attracted to Revolver Ocelot, but now I am. I'm super into that.
Greatest mystery in the Metal Gear Solid franchise. Speaking of great mysteries, we've been sending a lot of great questions from fans, former guests, anybody and everybody. Mm-hmm. We accept anybody here in outer Monster Girl heaven. Where monster girls can be sexy for their own convictions and not be controlled by any state, ideology, or ism. So those fucking...
Yeah, Monster Girl Sans Frontier.
Monster Girl Sans Frontier. God, that's good. That's what Agent Smith is actually trying to create. Anyway.
That'd be really good, actually. What if they all just moved to like an oil rig in the middle of the Caribbean?
Solid Snake had to fight the Monster Girl Squad in this?
Solid Snake would never fight the Monster Girl.
I don't think he could beat him.
Well, he probably could beat him, but they would probably like tell them their terrible life story. Anyway, first question, Alan, drop it on us.
Yeah. So last week's guest, Monty, asked, "Are spider lollies the worst? Because do you think there's like hundreds of them on a spider girl's back?" So I think he means like. Do spider girls, if they give birth, do they just have like, are they covered in like hundreds of tiny spider lollies? I think that's what Monty's trying to posit here. And is that the worst?
I think it is.
It's
pretty bad, except if they played basketball. I'm kind of upset that he made me think about it.
I'm going to have to say that that's probably the best.
That's awful. All those tiny legs
all over you, just crawling deep inside every single orifice you have.
Get the fuck out of here, Johnny Joestar.
I feel like we started with expecting Gabe to come in here and have a Ben Pack style reaction. And instead we found out much like there are monster girls on the show, he wants to fuck a spider
real bad.
He wants to fuck spiders. Okay.
Jay Harris 48 asked, is Disney's The Little Mermaid the first step in inflicting children monster girl fetishes? I think so. If you think about it, a lot of the Disney catalog is sort of monster girl centric.
It's rife.
I mean, you've got The Little Mermaid. Yes, she's a monster girl. Right? I mean, that's even referenced explicitly in the show. You've got doesn't the frog princess or something like
that? Yeah, she does turn into a frog, yes.
Yes. I thought
she does turn into a frog. Everybody wants to fuck that lion from The Lion King. Nala, or whatever her name was. Everybody wants to fuck all the lions from
I think everybody wants to fuck both of them. I'm joking, but it's kind of like a situation where they have
golems with Olaf. Everybody wants to fuck that snowman.
Oh, everybody wants to fuck that fucking snowman. Oh, he pisses me.
That's true. Toy Story. There's all the weird toys that Sid made that are like half one
sure
point, half of another.
15,000 people who want to stick Rex right up their goddamn buttholes.
That's true. I posit that Bo Peep had to get sold between Toy Story 2 and 3 because Andy kept on mowing her.
He kept hot glowing her and his mom couldn't have it.
I didn't even think about that. John Lasseter. It's like Game of Thrones. We get to write the next movie because we figured out the mystery of Bo Peep.
Yeah, get out of here, George R. Martin.
He has a surprisingly low amount of monster girls for how horny that motherfucker is.
There's just like a dragon and like some zombies.
Like the dragon girl, she's just a muse of fire. Doesn't she like fuck a dragon scaly though? Tits or anything? No, I don't think so.
Doesn't she fuck a dragon? Is that what
she's...
No, she fucks some dude. She fucks some dude and like doesn't she? But he's just like a normal man.
I'm sure in the next story that she's gonna like fuck a dragon.
You think that's what's keeping him so long? Is he just this dragon fucking scene?
He's been trying to find the perfect way to explain dragon fucking.
Yes.
He's just been browsing DeviantArt for the last like 3 years, trying to figure out exactly how this is gonna work out.
Yep. Exactly.
He just has like shelves and shelves full of baddragon.com dildos.
He's gonna be bored and dragon. There's gonna be all sorts of bestiality in that one. It's gonna be.
He puts out that new book, and somebody is like, "Hey, Jamie Stark can't be fucking a dragon in this book. He's currently in Valkaron, the Temple of Valkaron. He can't be fucking it." Like, ah, just wanted to. 90% of the reason I wrote the book and the continuity, it's all fucked up. He wrote these books for the last 50 goddamn years
just so he could get to.
I'm gonna fuck this werewolf.
Now hold on. There was that one character that dies and then comes back to life as a zombie, like an evil zombie lady. So.
She's almost a monster girl. Littlefinger's into it. Anyway, he's gonna put his little finger somewhere. Anyway, any more questions?
Everybody in that show's a fucking bad character. Everybody in that show's a bad character because it's a bad book and it's written by a bad man. I don't like it. Ravi said, Seinfeld voice, what's the deal with Monster
Girls? Alan gives you the benefit of the doubt. I want to destroy you and your dumb ass. It's me, Russ Walsh. It's because you're terrible. You're a real piece of shit, Robbie. And you should go cover your head in some... I think you're okay, Robbie. Go put some Michael Jordan branded sports shorts over your fucking face and jump off a bridge.
You know, Robbie...
Before Billy Joel saves you.
Robbie, I've always been sort of like good to you, but I'm gonna have to side with Russ right now. What the fuck are you doing, bringing this into this fucking show?
Listen to this.
Why are you bringing your goddamn Seinfeld fetish?
I think he raises a good question.
Are you trying to taint this pure?
I think he raises. Do you think all the Seinfeld? Hold on. I think he raises a good question. Which of the Seinfeld characters is most like a monster girl?
Cosmo.
I would wager Billy. Newman.
Newman?
Kramer.
Well,
you think
monster
it's Kramer?
Girls are all innately good, and Newman is innately evil. Same with Jerry Seinfeld.
Sure. We do meet an evil monster girl later on. Russ, think about that. The dragon
she's
one.
She's not evil. She's just misunderstood.
She
she's
is
evil.
Evil.
Listen, she's just
really
driven
corny,
like
but in
we
an evil
are.
Way.
Like, what if we were in her position?
What if we were all really horny?
Yeah,
oh wait, we are.
Yeah.
Shit. We're not kidnapping
yeah,
people.
Exactly. Listen.
No, but that's the whole point of a dragon is they have hordes.
That.
Hordes
Big
and hordes
boss,
of penises to just
Big
oh, that...
Boss technically kidnapped people and he's the greatest soldier of the 21st century, so
can't argue with that.
Anyway. And I guess that's it. Thank you everybody for joining us on Every Week Cast with Monster Girls.
Oh, wait, hold on. I changed my opinion, Russ. The guy who's what's the name of the guy that that bootlegs all the movies
shit.
In the theater?
Who's the guy?
I don't remember his name. Kramer.
Your favorite character. What's his name?
Let me look it up real quick.
Kramer's friend. Isn't it like
yeah,
Brady
I think
or something?
Brady or Brody, something like that.
It's
Brody.
Adrian Brody.
He's actually the real monster because violating violating copyright law is the thing that only monsters do. That was my joke.
Damn, that was a good joke.
Yep, it was. Copyright law is no joke.
Yeah, exactly. Damn, what a good ep. So, okay. This
what a good
is
ep.
This is the moment of truth.
This is it.
Gabe, as a fan of cartoons,
yeah.
A huge cartoon head, was this better than the old Foghorn Leghorn cartoons?
See, the thing is, you can't really compare this to the old animation. It's a whole different genre.
You cartoon
I would
brew
say...
motherfucker. You cartoon brew motherfucker.
I would say that this is better than Monster High, but not as good as Yu-Gi-Oh.
No, well, that I wouldn't go that far. I'd say, what's up?
Pegasus is basically a Cyclops, so think about that.
How about this? What's Opera Doc? And then Monster Musume... And then Sinbad fights. Wait, what is it? Popeye versus Sinbad.
I think my top three. They go. Whatever happened to Robot Jones?
Yeah, the Felix the Cat direct to DVD or direct video movie.
No, that's in its whole. That's a whole nother league, Russ.
Oh. Okay. I got it. The Fantastic Voyage starring.
Actually, no.
Corey Feldman.
It goes the Globetrotters Great Adventure cartoon.
Their superhero personas?
Yes, exactly.
Kind of like the early X-Men, if you think about it.
It goes that, then Monster Musume, and then Monster High.
Okay. That's a pretty fair assessment.
Okay.
Twitter.com/PissGoblin. I guess so. HawkSSD on Twitter. Rate and subscribe on iTunes. You guys have any plugs?
Action Allen on Twitter and Tumblr.
Yeah, I'm Shonen413 on Twitter. If you want to listen to my cartoon podcast, where it's a little bit more serious than this show, so if that's not your style, don't worry about it.
This is very serious.
I feel kind of bad because we kind of just shook up the order of your podcast because you were like, you were like ready to go and say like Shaolin Showdown was the greatest cartoon of all time. And we kind of fucked up your ranking so far.
No, it's good though. I like to be challenged. It brings
you like to have to rethink the structure of your show.
It's a new perspective. But if you want to listen to,
where does Class of 3000 fit
Class
into this
list?
Class
of 3000 is a musical, and
the Oblongs.
The Oblongs is a piece of work. That
ugh, get the Oblongs out of here. I hate that shit.
Oh man, I'm
you
trying
just,
to remember.
You're just upset that Will Ferrell's in it.
I'm just, well, yeah, ugh. The Oblongs is like a world where everybody's kind of like a monster girl, but in a disgusting way.
What about Funky Cops on 4Kids TV?
Cubics, actually, Russ. Cubics.
I hate that too.
Cubics look so bad. I remember looking at Cubics and being like, Cubics, you look so sad. What happened to you? Poor Cubics.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
Asshole.
Anyway, if you want to listen to me and two other people talk about
Jesus Christ.
Cartoons, it's a... Patoon Castoon on Twitter, and you can find us on just everywhere. Just Google Patoon Castoon. It'll come up. That's
I'm
it.
Trying to find
You got that SEO down?
What about... Okay, one last one. One last extremely obscure 2000s cartoon reference. What about the Crab Twins?
Oh my god!
Jesus when Christ. Crab
Twins. Monster Musume is better than the Crab Twins. Why?
It's a tough one, but I would have to say yes. Monster Musume blows Crab Twins out of the water, actually.
Oh... Okay.
Blows them right out of the water.
Every week is not a delight with the Cramp Twins, but every week is a delight with the Monster Girl.
Every week is a delight with the Monster Girl.
My cock is a delight with the Monster Girl.
Say it.
You get it. You monster.
Stop. I hate it.
I hate it.
Yeah. Ugh. Thank you.